Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Hello. Hello, hello. This is Kenya Cordova Show, your host, Don, here, and welcome back to another Blog Talk Radio. So the guest call-in number is 515-605-9328. And the subject matter here is spaceport versus or elevator electric lift. Elevator electric lift. So let me give you a scenario. All this week and this month has been nothing but April Fool, all right? And last month a little bit. So we found ourselves in a delinquent side of trying to get people into the spirit of money shifting and things like that. And then we found a couple trolls, all right, and they're not bugging us like trolls. They are the troll, okay? And then the money went up, and then the troll stayed. And then we're like, kind of like, you know, we're like, move over, you know what I'm saying? And have you seen my picture, Bonifacio, Kenya, Cordova? I have my image on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. And I don't play games, right? I also have it on YouTube, on Kenya Lynham. The channel Kenya Lynham, and it's also Bonifacio. And I don't really play games, okay? And Don is my co-partner, person that when I represent myself, I only represent Don, all right? So I'm here. This is Don, Kenya, Cordova, all of that. Those are all the the enterprises, and she is the wife, all right? Okay, so let's get involved with this week. This week has been really constructive with the troll situation. So I've been talking about spaceport and elevator electric lifts. Now, I'm going to lift myself up to a location because these trolls, they know how to do, like, some flip tricks, and I'm like, what the freak is that? You know, what the fuck is that? So, all right, so let's go ahead and get into the first topic here in the description. There is an outline, and the first topic is who arrives to a spaceport? All of them. They have all their bags, their kinetics, and all their money supplies. So all you have to do and all we do is just kind of recognize why people are at that place. Nobody's there. It's just us, okay? And nobody has claimed or called it personal space, you know, but it is us. So nobody really knows anything. So then they show up, and then people start to recognize themselves in a different manner than what it is. So, who arrives to a spaceport? Just the person, because the person is the one who goes, it's like a disappearing act. The person's the only one that can disappear and reappear, not you. All right, and all logic behind you, original promise, promises real. That's exactly what I said. The next item. What wants the idea to? The troll and the info guy. All of them are really vibrating that you get to a certain place at a certain time and everything is closed out. If I have to construct a spaceport just on mine supply stuff, then I'm going to make it pop, and everybody will look up, and it just is there. Everybody looks up, and it's there. How does it happen? With a pop. all right, and a little bit of oxygenated air, like some good, clean, paid-for type of stuff. Nobody has the millionaire's money or the rhythm or the magic man's bags. They just know that the person can do it. So if I can make something appear and reappear, yes, and it's just off of my mind, mainly just off of my mind. But other than that, I am well-educated enough to lift you out of space and back, and you wouldn't even know you're in space for the seconds that that is. What wants the idea to you? You want to know how to make your money pop. You want to know how to make your money arise and disappear. Trolls are there. They don't need to sniff anything on your bodily. It's like confusion, bodily confusion. They think that they're supposed to have a nose in this, in this and that area, and it is very illegal, and it is very irritating, all right? The next item, look it up, Jock Syndrome or Homestead Good. Now, like I said, we had a few people this week tell us that we weren't the money, and the money was just like blunt, plain. Bland, just plain as day, all right, functioning. And they told us, and a whole lot of stuff happened, right, because they're official. They got the official on them, all right? So then the Jock Syndrome and the Homestead Good, it doesn't matter if they're itchy or good as hell point blank at you, or like the good stuff. It doesn't really matter. They have the official on them, all right? Fear pilfering, no. No, they're not racist or government officialated or signing that they steal and tell you mob. It's the mob. Logic done. Before it's a spaceport of fallen waste, carbon placed in a blink, mind, astral body trick. Like I just said, I can make things appear and reappear just with my mind and money alone. You are the only cat in category that really wants a thing to pop at the ear for someone to spark interest. If they spark enough interest in me, then they'll never do it in you ever again. All right? So that's the logic and done. And fuck the guru logic. I don't bring in a spaceport or elevator lift for butt cheeks and legs and butt lifting power on purpose or for nothing. I will do it if you don't believe in science or the mind or dreams or fantasy world and people can do things, millionaire stuff. If you don't believe in yourself well enough, but you're very well versed, I will get rid of you. Your official lated is official lata, a lata, all right? Okay, and that is that. So, in regards to anything, the elevator, I'm getting ready to place that in just about 1 week. I hope that I can get your attention, and I will. Stay tuned just enough for me to not suspect that you're part of those officials, but, and the well-versed, you know, but if you understand why your logic is doing that, then do the other thing. and nobody has time to play a riddle or have someone get locked up in some kind of situation where a person doesn't have that tongue. They want to place us in underpower situation, all right? So all these gurus are just like jock gurus and fuck nation, all right? It really does not like constructive criticism. It's very late, so it's nuts as hell, nuts as fuck, okay? Meaning they'll say the words and they'll think that I'm cussing at them, and at the same time somebody comes up and says, yeah, she's been, all right? It is a fuck nation. The official is the X'd out guy. He wants to come in and well-verse you on his song and dance, but it's you song and dance. So everybody's eyes will spark, but they'll look at you. Once he's finished, he needs help. But nobody has the category enough to look at his behind self, at the behind image of him. All right, so we'll be on again later on today, probably on Podbean, but also the website link is listed in the description there. And we'll be on the blog today on that area, financialprivatelender.blogspot. And we're trying to get that moon elevator shifting, the consciousness shifting going in 1 week from now, if it hasn't already done it, all right? Then once all those plugs are out, those elevators are now running. So it's 1-1, okay? Then as the elevators are running, that's a 1-2, along with the first one. Okay, so 1-1-2. Those elevators, once those start running, everything is just running out. That's a 3, the out part, because they have a whole lot to say. Then you'll see us, I want to say in a month, but very soulfully in a week, all right? I'll talk to you soon. It's been real. Have a nice day. Bye.